This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time right now at 9 a.m. on a Friday for the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt. Refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And we welcome back to the Ben and Woods program on 97.3 The Fan, the manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're pretty good.
Doing well.
Yeah. I wanted to start
doing great.
What you said after the game yesterday about how that was actually one of your favorite games of the year. And specifically, I want to talk about resiliency, because I went back and looked, and I think that's the sixth time this season that your team has lost the first game of the series and then come back to win the series in the end. What is it that you see? You've been a manager for a while. You've been in baseball for pretty much your whole life. What is it that makes a team resilient and able to bounce back when things aren't going well?
I don't know if it's as much resiliency as it can be the word I'd use. It's kind of hard to maybe articulate exactly the right word, but it's really about just the consistency of competition. And showing up every day to compete to win. And if you do that, I mean, let's face it, you're going to lose some games, right? I mean, there's 162 of them. So you're going to lose the first game of the series, ball didn't bounce your way for whatever reason. But if you're consistent with your preparation, dedication, competitiveness, then you give yourself the best chance to win, regardless of what's taking place. So it can come across as resiliency, but there's a front end to it as well, where, you know, which we just taken care of the last three games on the good side of the column, the win column, and that allows you to do that more consistently. So when you don't win or you don't start the game well, and then you come back and say, okay, we got to keep going, got to keep going, got to keep going, got to figure it out, then you know, you're able to play consistently, win more, and then overcome when you don't get a win. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. And consistency is something. I'll tell you, Schilty, it's been talked about so much with this team this year, and your consistency as well, consistency in the lineup, and the lineup questions. I mean, I said it yesterday. It's getting a little tedious at times. I'm sure it is for you too, with everybody asking you, you know, the lineup this and who's going to play and when. But I did want to ask, you know, it's the advantage you have now with maybe some other players that you didn't have going into the break. He's one of the most talked about players in baseball. Of course, I'm talking about Luis Arraez, not by just our fan base, by others. He's such an interesting guy, three-time batting champ. We know all the accolades. They talk about lineup optimization, and I wanted you to, if you could, explain to the millions of people that have been tweeting us about optimizing the lineup with Luis Arraez in the two-hole and kind of what you see from him in that spot.
Yeah, you know, I don't read a lot of the stuff. I'd probably go pretty crazy. I know there's a lot of passionate people that care highly about our team, which is fantastic, and, you know, we're grateful for that. And one of the greatest things, you know, one of my many mentors in this game was Whitey Herzog, Hall of Fame manager. And, you know, when I first started managing, struggling with some of the criticism just inherently come with the job, and I didn't struggle too bad with it because I was taught by some other people how to handle it. But one thing that Whitey said to me that was really helpful was, you know, appreciate the fact that almost the people have an opinion, and that's how, you know, people were into it. You know, the market I was in was pretty passionate too. And also the fact that, you know, everybody's played the game or has some, you know, connection to the game growing up, and, you know, they have an opinion and they care, and, you know, just appreciate that. So, you know, it always kind of helps me that that's real. You know, as far as the lineup construction goes, I do think people take it to an extreme level. And I get the passionate side of it. But the knee jerk of, you know, whatever sample size is, you know, two games, three games. I mean, it's really, quite honestly, can be unfair, to a point. Because, you know, listen, these guys aren't machines. I'm not one either. You know, we put our best foot forward every day. I can promise you that. And we're always looking the best way to compete and use our pieces. And frankly, I feel pretty good about it. Now, specific to the lineup, specific to Louis, you know, again, human being that is a well-established guy in our clubhouse, a well-established guy in this league, a guy that has to be considered very highly on the other side when we compete, a guy that the day we traded for him last year, we had the winningest record in all of baseball from the moment we got him till the end of this regular season. We're doing okay this year, I think, you know. And he's won three batting titles, you know, in a row. So there's just ebbs and flows that come with the season. And the wrap-up point, so, I mean, you know, listen, you know, can we move him? Absolutely. Have we? Yeah, we have. We've actually played with the lineup a couple of different times. The fact of the matter is, you know, lineups are very fluid. Like I said, they're people. They're humans. You know, I was asked last week about Manny. You know, he's got one RBI in August. I said, well, right, you'll probably talk to me next week if you can remember, and he'll have eight. Hit three yesterday. You think anybody asked him, said, hey, man, you suck with Manny. He only had one RBI for the first 2 weeks of August. And I was starting to get some, you know, like, what's going on? I'm like, he's fine. The game's hard. And, you know, there's a confidence factor. I mean, the wrap-up point to this whole thing, and we could talk about it, you know, for a while, and I get the question, but how would people feel in their own occupations if they've had a lot of success and something didn't go well for some small period of time? Now, look, we all know, I know, there's not infinite amount of, like, you get a chance, you know, you got to produce. I get it. We get it.
Yeah.
We understand very clearly our level of production relative to, you know, continuing to do what we do. But how would you feel if the equivalency of anybody listening had won three batting titles in their jobs and lined out and just didn't get a break here or there? And it's not really about Louis. It's about anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, hey, you're no longer the CEO, you know, it's not fair. It wouldn't be fair. Now, you know, again, it's not unlimited. There's production that needs to take place, but that's the way I see about lineups. And I do feel like my style, at least, is to trust our people, trust our players. And over the course of a season, when players feel safe and comfortable and know they're valued appropriately and, you know, you're going to stick with them reasonably, and this is big picture. It's not to Louis. Like, Louis doesn't even come to my mind, which probably blows people away. Like, Louis, who doesn't want Louis Araiza? Puts the ball in play, competes his tail off, is actually at 4-17 against lefties runner scoring position. Who doesn't want that guy up? I do. But anyway, I don't know if that answered your question or not. Kind of a longer
it does.
Answer.
It's just such a fascinating. He's such a fascinating guy, and it's not, you know, it's not just Padres fans. It's across the board. I mean, it's national media guys trying to figure out these days what the value is of a guy like Louis Arise. And you know, I talked to his previous manager about him too, and he speaks the same. You know, says the exact same thing about him. You know, for you. Having to make that decision. That's the question I always want to know.
Well, I've got a hard decision. The guy won three batting titles. I don't understand what I guess I understand. It's about Sonoma production. I watch the games. He lines out a lot. He puts the ball in play a lot. He's second in Major League in the National League with multiple hit games behind Trey Turner. He's defensively in the last almost three full months since the beginning of June. He's got the second most outs above average at first base. He's playing excellent first base, second in baseball. I mean, and he's an energizer for our team, and guys love him, and he yep. brings positive energy and competes his tail off. I don't know what the debate is about, quite frankly.
Yeah, fair. And, yeah, that my thing was when I said the decision, I meant the decision if for whatever reason you have to move him or you did. And because like you said, he's hit clean up a couple times or whatever. Does that kind of decision that you have to make, is that a hard conversation with a guy like Luis Rice or anybody, you know, anybody with many years in the league?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, but again, it's just, my point is about the whole thing is like, I don't live in a knee-jerk world. It's as simple as that.
Right.
People may or not appreciate that. You're not going to please everybody. If that conversation has happened with any player, which they have happened, we have moved guys around a little bit. But I am looking for longer-term consistency. And you talk about resiliency. Part of resiliency is people being in a good headspace and knowing what they're going to have when they show up at work and be consistent and feel safe. And know they're going to be able to be trusted. That's a good mental headspace for a player and a team. What's not a good mental headspace consistently is knee-jerk reaction to, I don't know what externally is out there. That's not my purview to manage I'm not going to manage to the Twitter world or,
sure.
you know, whatever that is. I'm going to manage to what we, our staff, including our front office, has put this team together and to the best I can. And I don't know, we're playing for first place tonight in our division for as close as this team's been since, you know, 15 years. So, I mean, I don't know.
I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I get it.
We're talking with Pottery's manager, Mike Schill. The manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. So here it comes again. You know, LA Dodgers. I think this is another great opportunity, obviously, for your team. Now you get them at your place as opposed to last weekend. We know last weekend didn't go the way you wanted it to, as you said. What, if anything, do you guys need to do differently, though, as opposed to what happened last weekend? Because it's going to be a lot of the same matchups that we saw, of course, against the same team in such a short period of time.
We just need to get off to a better start. Yeah. In all three games, we were playing behind the whole series. You know, we just couldn't get a lead. We had one lead to start the series. Loriano hit the home run off Kershaw, foul pole, and then went back and gave up two. And we tied the game for half an inning in the third game. And, you know, so we played, you know, three games with, you know, one lead for an inning and one tie game for an inning. And, you know, just so we got to be able to figure out a way to make sure we keep them at bay early and we get on top and just play the style of game that we need to play. Otherwise, it was a pretty evenly matched series. We just couldn't get on top of it.
One of my favorite moments from that series was Wandy Peralta opening to, I mean, just incredible. I mean, I thought he was incredible. The way that he's pitched, Schilty, since, what, May? I think you were talking about the other day. He's been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that strategy, you know, listen, everybody gets such a kick out of the, you know, you get a new toy or you get a new idea. But that, I thought that really was effective. And is that something that you guys will look at? I know you're always looking for new ways to win a ball game, certainly, but that looked pretty good to me. And I think a lot of people out there.
Yeah, because it worked. If it didn't, you'd probably be I mean, that's the thing about it.
How'd you know?
Oh, I call this show every 2 weeks.
That's a great answer.
I know,
I gotta
from
give
the
you
previous
that one.
50-minute conversation.
Mike, I want to follow up on something you just said about playing with a lead. Psychologically, obviously, you want to have the lead because you can't win the game unless you're ahead. But do you notice that teams play differently when they're behind a couple of runs versus ahead a couple of runs? Is that pressure real, and does it change things over the course of a game, just being ahead by whatever it is, knowing that the other team has the pressure on them now?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, you look at, which I do, and, you know, a lot of games are won statistically. Every game has its own life, of course. But, you know, you look at the win probabilities after the sixth with a run lead or two-run lead or three-run lead, the sixth. You know, you're going to win 60% of your game. 60% of your games plus, depending on the margin of lead. You know, it comes into play even more with our bullpen. You know, our bullpen's obviously really, really good. Not infallible, but, you know, very, very good. But that's the part of the resiliency that you let off with. It's you know, if you can compete, and this is way harder and easier said than done, but it is something that one of the reasons I was pleased with yesterday. Day game after a night game, like, you know, people think, oh, you should always perform, you should always be at your best. Well, those are hard turnarounds. You know, these guys think about, you know, Manny hadn't you know, right or wrong, he likes to play. I mean, that part's right, but he's, you know, he's participated in every game. You know, we've used the DH to give him the appropriate days off his feet on the field. But, you know, the point being is you're going to play two games within 24 hours, okay? And then to get down, what we compete against, talk about fairly amount, a lot, is, you know, like, what is the – what? It's no longer the physical ability that's you know, distinctive, you know. You're in the big leagues, so people are super physically talented. So how consistently are you bringing emotionally and mentally to use your physical ability for whatever you have that particular day? And, you know, if you get down like yesterday, that's why, you know, said it was one of my favorite games, is because we get down and we're like, and didn't play as well. And, you know, early, you know, wasn't as clean as we would have liked it to be. And nobody went, not our day. We actually, the converse of it, like, come on, we got to figure it out. And we did. Now, there's no guarantee to that because the other teams have some ability too, and they have a say in the outcome. But I can tell you, when you have that mentality and you're not looking to give anything away in competition, if you get down, it's like, okay, we got to figure it out. If you get up, it's not enough. So there's a hunger factor that individually and collectively as a team, this team has. And it's a great trait.
Mike, last one.
Yeah, go
last
ahead,
one
Woody.
For me. So I just had a quick, easy one. I wanted to just see how Michael King's doing and Jackson Merrill, of course. You know, obviously want those guys healthy for the stretch run, because the stretch run is a real thing. And, you know, playoffs loom in the future. Wanted to make sure those guys are doing well and on the right track.
Jackson is, we'll see today. You know, today's going to be a big day for yeah. him. The good news for Jackson is there's nothing structural or torn or, you know, nothing that, you know, is looming on anything that's, you know, longer term that's going to prevent him to compete at some point relatively soon. It's just a matter of how he's healing and his capabilities. And, you know, he's a tough kid, as we all know, and really, really wants to be in the competition with his teammates. We just got to figure out at what point, you know, is he going to be able to manage what he has and still be productive? And today we'll look to see and take his temperature even more and to see where he's at and see how many days he still may need or not to make a decision if we, you know, want to carry him until that day takes place. And then Michael's throwing through a side yesterday, felt really good, was encouraged about it. It's going to throw a simulated game on Sunday, three-ish innings, 45 pitches or so, and it's just about, you know, recovery. You know, if he has a setback, and clearly that's not good, but, you know, the knee's doing better. It's starting to stabilize a little bit more, be more consistent when he leans on it with you know, his maximum effort. So it's just about recovery for Michael.
And did Toddy get a good night's sleep? Because he was having none of it when he heard you said you were ready to play the Dodgers last night. He wanted another day before he had to get back on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure Toddy's fine. I'm sure he got I don't know. I didn't tuck him in.
No, he was teasing me a little bit. He rolled his eyes. No, I'm not ready to go play the Dodgers yet. I need my beauty sleep. Mike, appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for bringing that up. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Take care.
Yeah.
There he is, Mike Schilt, the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.